Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of September 9th in News on the Edge. I keep saying it every week, we've got rain ahead, so make sure you've got those ponchos, those umbrellas, and very, very important to be careful when you're driving through areas where that water will gather. I saw where we had, you know, inches and inches and inches just in a couple of hours the other week and really caused some problems. So be safe out there with the rainy week ahead. We've also got the presidential debate is this week. So I always tell folks, be informed of your local, state, and federal election races and amendments. Get plugged in. Make sure you're registered to vote and use the power of your vote. It's important as for us as Americans to do that. Events coming up in the Edge District. The Rays are on a away game stretch, so they're coming back on September 17th. But if you love watching the Rays, having some food with some friends, definitely go to Ferg Sports Bar. We also have multiple other places in the district where the games are played. So come and hang out in the Edge and celebrate our Rays. And they are here to stay now with the historic gas plant signatures happening. We're going to have the Rays for a great long time. Sons Market had a very, very successful tasting event the other evening, and now they're doing a growing food in the Florida climate class. And that's going to be on Thursday, September the 12th at 7:30. And they're working with Little Tree Homestead to learn about food growing basics, no matter how much space you've got or how much skill you've got. So that's going to be at Sons Market, 1037 Central Avenue. It's going to talk about perennials, annuals, soil health, all really the things you need to know about growing in Florida and transplanting activity, and they've got some starter plants. So definitely look up Sons Market online and see what's going on with that. It's going to be fun, September the 12th at 7:30. There's another great community event called Together We Thrive, where myself and multiple executive directors from the districts around business districts around town, the evening of Thursday, September 26th. That's going to be from 9 a.m. till 12:30 p.m. at the Center for Health Equity, where we're just talking about building a healthy community and how we can help each other and really represent and especially be local. Another great event, I love all these events that we're really getting out into the community, is Do Good Day, and that's Saturday, September the 21st. And that's just giving back and supporting the community and finding out how you can do it. So a lot of not-for-profits are going to be there talking about what they do, their why, how they're helping in the community. It's really a showcase event, and that's going to be at Three Daughters Brewing in our sister district, the Grand Central District, from noon to 4 p.m. on Saturday, September 21st. Florida-Rama is getting in on the action to help folks, so it's Glam for Girls, and it's going to be free admission there at Florida-Rama Friday, September 20th. It's free admission, which doesn't happen that often to be able to enjoy that. T-Mobile, who is a diamond sponsor for Halloween on Central, they've really organized a special fundraiser there, and it's to support Breast Cancer Foundation of Central Florida. So the museum's going to be open from noon to 5 that day, incredible space. There's going to be food trucks, photographers, all sorts of immersive art exhibits. So check that out at floridarama.art/partnerships. For drinking and dining in the district, check out Grassroots Cava. It's a non-alcoholic coffee, cava, kratom tea location, and they sell growlers, to-go containers. That's a two-story building, so you can hang out. It's just a great community there, and they've got trivia nights on Thursdays from 7 to 9 p.m., and if you're like me, I'm occasionally good at trivia, so go and check them out. Cecilia's, our favorite dessert spot in the district, they've now got gluten-free and dairy-free options, so they're open 2 to 10 on Monday through Friday, 12 to 10 Saturday and Sunday. Closed on Wednesday to take a little break like some of our mom and pops do, but it's great to see that they've got that gluten-free and dairy-free options now. Last but not least, our neighbors right next to the Edge District, 15th Street Farms, is open very, very soon. Keep on the lookout for them. It's a farm/garden that's only blocks away from the Edge District, where they grow all these great foods. They're going to be hosting food classes, dinners, and really just educate people on nature and great foods that you can grow locally. If you want to find out more about the Edge District, edgedistrict.org. Check our socials out. We're along Central Avenue from 16th Street to MLK 9th Street and First Avenue to First Avenue. Take care and have a great week.